Okay, this podcast is for entertainment and it's truthful, but not completely at times. And I point that out. To be honest, guys, I really forgot what the fuck the intro was. So, welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Shawn Marie.
I'm Jean.
We're going old school.
Hello.
Okay, so first of all, we have to do two episodes today because I didn't even state this in the last episode because I didn't want to be too dramatic, but my team's going to the Super Bowl. So I get next weekend off, obviously, because Jean's coming over to my house and we're going to have a Super Bowl party, which we get to plan after this.
And nachos.
Ooh, see?
Yep.
That's what we need to plan. Food. So we're going to do... record two episodes today. Of course, we're just going to release them on the normal days. Sorry, it's not really eventful for you guys.
It'll just be all right.
It's cool for us. Yeah. Not really for you, but whatever. So we are going to do for this first episode is a bunch of these cases are all still open. So, and one of the cases that we talk about, everything I say is my own personal thoughts because it is a hometown case. I have my opinions on it. So does everybody else in this lovely town. We'll get to that case when I get to it because I just feel like I'm going to be sued already. Haven't even said the name yet. But we're going to talk about a bunch of, well, not a bunch. There's one, two, three, four, five missing kids from Idaho.
You know, and I just want to point something out.
Let me move the phone towards you, too.
It just kind of reminds you how scary it is, how often, and that kids go missing like this. Because you look at the dates at all these, this has been happening
forever. Yeah.
You know, and Idaho is just a little cute, small thing of the world.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine... as a mother, because I've had the moment of an hour not knowing where your child is, especially at a young age. We've already visited with this subject before, but that was the worst time in my life because, I mean, your thoughts go to all the bad stuff. Are they in the hospital? Are they kidnapped? You know.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Oh, I bet.
I can't imagine never having closure. Because I would be just obsessed with it because you'd feel guilty for vacuuming and not looking.
Yeah.
You know, not figuring it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe we should get into the touchy one first. Just in case he drags on longer than need be. Not him, just the thing. And like the only reason why I'm even...
an ollie hair.
I never was going to do this case.
We did simply, talk about that, actually.
Yeah, simply because of the fact that people in Idaho Falls, Idaho in general as a whole, we all have our own opinions on this.
Even Shawn Marie and my opinions are different on this.
Yep, we have two different opinions on what happened. I don't know if we'll actually tell you what our opinions are. If we get brave enough, maybe we will. I don't see us getting that brave. Like I said, I don't want to be sued. One of the parents is very sue happy.
Oh.
We're not going to talk about the parents. Well, I'm not. I will not give them any attention.
Yeah.
In this case. We will only talk about the kid.
Okay.
And only because I have really hard feelings about this case. I do not know these people. I've never met them. We do live in a small town. I still never met them. But the minute it came on the news and everything else, I said some shit's shifty. This is some shifty shit. So, okay. So the little boy we're talking about is, guys, I'm so scared to say his name. It's Dior Kuntz Jr.
Yep.
I've done said it. This sweet little baby boy went missing July 10th of 2015 in Ledore, Idaho. that is an hour and 42 minutes away from where we sit our butts as we speak. It's a 115-mile cruise. You can go camping up there. It's very beautiful. That day on July 10th, his parents, his grandfather, who has now passed away, and a family friend that the parents had never met before decide to go camping.
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah, we've all been in that situation.
Yeah, they go camping. Okay. And the mom's version of the story is that they go to the gas station and they go to some stores. This cute little kid talks to the cashier, flirts with the cashier, all this stuff. According to the parents, there's a bunch of sightings that should have been able to be verified in Lodore. So after the store trip, whatever, we're at the campground. We decide to go on a little trot to go look at some fish, I guess, some little tadpoles.
Well, they were by the creek for fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, it's beautiful up there. I am
Oh, yeah.
not knocking this story whatsoever. I'm really not. Because I don't know what happened. I cannot say they are lying because I was not there. I can say your story smells like bullshit because that's my own personal opinion of your story. And so they see this. I guess the kid was following them or something. They thought they turned around. They see the little boy. They think he's going back to grandpa. Am I right so far? They think he's going to grandpa. Grandpa thinks he's with mom and dad. Mom and dad walk up the road a little bit.
Wait a minute.
There,
I
dude,
thought
there's a
I heard that
hundred.
there was communication. Hey, you got the kid. We're going
Oh,
down here. This seems
there might have been
natural.
some yelling of like, hey, you see this? I'm not, I really, dude, I don't,
No, lots of people have looked into
it's,
this,
yeah, it's no
actually.
offense to the baby himself. That's
No.
not why I don't want to cover this. That's not it.
This is a touchy
It's
subject.
just very touchy.
Yeah.
And I have my own opinions and shit. I might just share them because it really will only be the only reason why it makes sense on why I think and why I'm afraid to do this. I'm not really afraid. It's just intimidating because I can, and I probably will get a lot of hate from the Idahoans for doing it.
Do you want me to reserve the right to press pause
Right?
to
Well, you
censor
can.
you?
No, people can turn me the fuck off. If you don't want to hear it and you don't want to hear my thoughts on it, feel free to skip to the next case. Like, by all means, skip to it. I'm not going to stay on him very long. I hope not. Because of that case. Like, I'm going to tell everybody what there is to know about it because there's really not much.
Well, we may have other kids to talk about
And
too,
there's
but.
other kids to talk about too, and his case is still open, and we know nothing.
Yeah.
So, like I said, we left off on, do you see the kid? I see the kid, blah, blah, blah.
Off to go fishing.
Off to go. Well, we're not going fishing. We're going on a little walk. And we go on, mom and dad were on a walk. We look down, we see tadpoles. We go, oh, the child would like this. Let's go get the child. We'll bring him back to look at said tadpoles that we
Sure.
have just discovered.
Yeah.
We go back, we ask grandpa and friend, say, what? He's not with you? No. Okay, let's look. They look around for him. Then panic sets
Oh, that's
in,
terrifying, yeah.
which I couldn't even imagine.
Out in the woods,
In the woods
too.
is horrible. So mom goes to the spot to
Get phone service.
get phone service. She calls the cops. Cops go. Dior Kuntz has never been seen.
No.
Okay. Break two, news coming out, whatever have you. First off, we get a private investigator that quits because he claims, I do not know. He claims the parents are lying and they're not being truthful. He cannot help them if they're not being completely truthful.
He feels they're keeping
So
things
he
from him.
stops.
Yeah.
Yeah. First guy, he's out. He's like, I can't. This is too shady for me to dig into. He says Why some of the things are shady is because an apartment that they lived in, when they got evicted from it, there was clothing in there that matched the clothing description of what he was wearing when he went missing.
Didn't they give the clothing description?
Well, yeah, they did. But
Oh.
like that, there was clothes in the apartment.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that he did not have multiple shirts of the same kind, because
No.
my children do.
True.
My children have multiple outfits of the same thing. I'm
Yeah.
not saying that's not a bad, that's not something that's out of the ordinary, because it's not. Okay, so we have that. And then mom, of course, does the blanket thing that we discussed. It's like she says he goes everywhere with this blanket. She's doing the interviews with the blanket. It's just really, the blanket's like a weird, I don't know, the blanket's just weird. But like, once everybody starts questioning these parents, legit questioning them, and like the shock of him being gone is gone, you know what I mean? And it kind of just sinks into everybody that, like, okay, well, this doesn't make sense. No one in Lead or Idaho remembers seeing this boy. And you guys, when I tell you this kid is the cutest kid, literally, he is the
Them
cutest
cheeks.
kid in America. And I am a mom. And if I had a son, I'm sorry, boy, sit down. Like, this is a cute child right here.
Well, and you naturally keep the cute ones close. I
And
used
I
to have
tell
to
you,
tell
I
Daniel all the
remember,
time.
dude,
All.
I remember every cute little face. So, especially in a small place like that, if this cute kid was flirting with me, being cutesy with me, I believe I would remember when an officer comes to
You'd
verify
recognize a
this.
picture.
I would remember this. No one seems to be like, yes, I saw him. He was here. I saw him. No one has yet to say that. It is only the parents, grandparent, and friend saying he was even at the campsite. So there's that. Now, the guy that they just recently brought in to do a search, I cannot remember his name. You should try to find that out while I talk about it. He does searches all over the United States with his team of dogs. He has a bunch of dogs that are trained as cadaver dogs, search and rescue, drugs, all that fun stuff. That's what he does for a living. This man is a very talented, very gifting. He has solved multiple cold cases. Him and his team are just a very amazing team.
Marshburn,
Yeah, Marshburn. That's what
David
David
Marshburn and
Marshburn
his team.
out of North Carolina. He's a private detective. Him and his dog come here, okay? In one of the episodes I watched, I don't even know, maybe I just look into it too much, but I'm watching it and he says, when I get invested in a case, I don't like to leave until I know the answer, until he finds what he wants.
Lots of people have that where they
He
have to see
left.
something through.
He left.
Yeah.
Okay. Idaho has yet to come out and say what they found that day, other than yes, human remains were detected somewhere in the mountains. We don't know what, we don't know anything. That's all Idaho has said. We've shut it down.
Yeah, but we have a lot of cool DNA labs here.
We do.
I
But the
mean,
thing is,
colleges and such.
though, is even if, and everybody says, well, okay, if the parents knew what happened, why haven't they turned on each other? No matter how much you hate a person, if me and Jean commit a crime together, okay? Me and Jean, we go out, we do some hood rat shit. We go get in some trouble.
Hood rat shit.
Yeah.
Great.
I don't know what we're doing. We're just doing some shit. So we go do it, okay? And we no longer communicate, right? For some reason, I no longer like
I
Jean.
block her on Facebook.
Whatever have
Yeah.
you. Neither one of us, unless one of us is a little slow that day, is gonna go to the police and be like, fuck that bitch. This is the crime we did together and that she knew about the whole time.
Unless you twist the story to put it all on
Unless you
me.
have a very good way
Yeah.
of proving that. Okay? So I think the only reason why Idaho hasn't come out and told us what they found is because they don't know who to charge. They don't know. And you cannot charge someone and take somebody to court without knowing, supposedly this is the way the law works, without knowing beyond a reasonable doubt that that person committed a crime. You cannot take them to court and be like, I think that they are the reason why this happened.
Okay, then why time out? Why then can an officer, when there's drugs in the backpack and nobody's talking, they will charge everyone in the car with that same
Well, that amount. May be what happens. But you still have to prove that it happened, that they were involved in it happening. You can't just be like, I think you three were there, because now it's only three people because grandpa's passed. You can't say, I think you three were there, so I'm charging you with it. Prove it.
Yeah.
Your job is to prove it.
Yeah.
So even if they did find him, I think that's why we haven't found out why they haven't released what they found on the mountain. They haven't come out with it yet.
In your opinion.
In my opinion, that's why I think. And me and Robin talked about it today, because Robin asked me. She's like, well, why do you think that they haven't told on each other yet? That's why. You don't tattletale on someone you did a crime with. No matter how much you don't like that person. Even
you're going down together.
I want to say right now, I do not believe a crime was committed. I don't. I think something happened. I think they know what happened. And to be honest, there's nothing wrong with them burying him on the mountain. If this all comes out or whatever, I'm not going to be shocked if it turns around and they automatically now have a news story of like, well, we knew what happened. We just wanted everybody to mind their business. We buried him on the mountain because that's our right as parents. And that is your fucking right. And I believe you can bury anybody on open land if you want. I believe. I don't know.
There's still certain steps,
you know what I mean? If it does come down to it, I'm sure that's the card that's going to be played.
Yeah, and that's a good way to say it, is that they know what happened.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
And there's theories. If you look at like all the reader boards on the Dior Coons thing, it gets pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you guys some of the theories, and I don't know, you guys might have your own. Since everybody knows this case really worldwide, you should.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a 2-year-old little boy that truly fucking vanished. Vanished.
2015.
In 2015, in front of four fucking people. Four grown adults were there, and he vanished.
So he'd be six now?
He'd be six. Mm. So some of the theories are an eagle came and took him. I'm going to tell you why that theory is wrong. For one, it's a fucking eagle. It's not that great.
Now, they can take chihuahas and small children.
A chihuahua is fine, yes.
They can
but
take small
children.
But
you're telling me a bird can come down, swoop up a child, and that baby's weight versus that child. You think that child's just going to sit there and be like, this is the coolest fucking thing that's ever happened to me?
It happens fast.
I mean, shit, if it did,
they
but prove me wrong.
Probably screech and make
prove
a lot of
wrong.
Noise being carried off by an eagle.
I'd another scream. One. And I'm not going to tell one of them. So one of them is aliens. That's on there too. The alien abduction could be. Shut up. Then there's like a Yogi Bear.
There's a grizzly is not Yogi in any capacity.
A grizzly bear
fat and sassy.
Took him away. And the reason why there is no blood trail is because someone on there said that bears won't attack when there's people around and it knows it's gonna get caught. So that it snuck up, it took him nice and gentle like, and went away. No, that sounds fucking psychotic. The parents did want at one point in time try to say that they saw a black truck leaving the camping ground. It's a one way in, one way out, super long road. I just don't believe it. That just sounds crazy to me that you didn't see it until it was halfway up the road and leaving. You claim that where you are is the end of the road. And that grandpa and friend are still there. So this truck.
You would have heard and seen him coming. You
yeah, this truck rolls up the road, this long road.
All us campers know how it is. You turn when you hear a car.
Yeah, and it's, you can you see guys, that shit and I've coming. Been there. And that's the only thing. Is like, I've been through Ledor. It's very beautiful, whatever. I have not been to the campsite, so I cannot speak on that. But your babies just don't vanish in that type of situation. And I just think, at the end of the day, it's tragic, mm-hmm. no matter what the outcome is, because obviously it's to that point where it's not good. Obviously. Because, I mean, if he does just pop up, then...
Cool.
Awesome, but now we have more explaining to do.
Yeah.
And that is one theory I've heard people in town talking about. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
It's always heartbreaking when a baby goes missing.
It's, dude, though. It's super sad. And my heart does break for them. It uh-huh. does. I couldn't even imagine. But just in my opinion, the answers are all right there. People are just refusing to give them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, it just doesn't make any sense. None of it makes any fucking sense. And then you have a private detective who got sued for telling the world that they're liars.
For slander?
Yeah. And that they lied. And I'm sorry, but this man was hired to look into you and to find your baby. And if two detectives come to the conclusion that you know more than what you're saying, there has to be something behind that. And then when one comes out and says, well, when they want to tell us what happened, we will know. But we have to wait for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. I mean, and hopefully one day, the rest of the family, the grandma, that breaks my heart,
mm-hmm.
we'll get her answers.
Some closure.
Her answers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's for the other family members to get answers because I think the main two people already have them. My opinion, hate me or not, I'm really getting used to it. You guys, I really am. So it's totally fine.
Did you get more hate mail?
No, I've gotten so many sweet messages lately, actually. You guys are really nice. Okay, so anyway, that was that. We're moving on. So, in early July 1973, Donna Lemon was 19 years old. She was a practicing nurse from Gallatin Gateway area of Montana. Beautiful land. Beautiful. I love Montana. Kinda. They did try to kill my husband.
Yeah.
Dicks. Anyway, not the people, the state. Anyway, she was last seen driving her car near Bozeman. Okay, so Bozeman is a hop, skip, and a jump. So if she's last seen in Bozeman, yeah, that's 3 hours away. So her disappearance completely throws everybody off guard when she fails to meet up with the family at a wedding. They report her missing. She never makes it there. But for some reason...
Did she stop for tacos?
No, dude, for some reason, she ends up in Idaho Falls with no explanation and was found murdered near the Sake River. That the Snake River Pier, where that is,
mm-hmm.
that's where she was found.
Mm.
So think about how Idaho then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what.
What year again?
1973.
Oh.
And my father-in-law, before he passed away, God bless that man, he took so many pictures around town from, like, his teenage years and, like, his youth that I have all of that time period documented. It's so fucking amazing to see this town change.
Oh, good.
But, so she was...
a group that you should join. Anyways, probably. Go ahead.
She was 5'7", which is 2 inches taller than me. 110 pounds, mind your business. She has blonde hair. She drove a dark green 1963 Mustang. Ooh! With some Montana plates. Drop my pen. I'm back. People's theories are that maybe a hitchhiker brought her to Idaho Falls. Her Mustang was found abandoned where the library now is in Idaho Falls. Just
Okay.
so everybody knows, it's downtown by the river. If you guys Google map it, it's the public library. It's where her car was found. So the question is, at the end of the day, who brought her to Idaho Falls? Who killed her? And why'd she disappear? Like, why did she disappear from Montana? Not that she disappeared from here, obviously. There is partial DNA, but not enough to enter into CODIS. So if anybody back in July 1973 remembers anything about a Donna Lemon, and oh my God, her picture's amazing.
How old was she again?
19 years old.
Oh.
She was a nurse. Oh, dude, she was so pretty. Oh, dude. Just gorgeous.
Well, both men's, that's a drive.
That's a
I mean,
drive.
and it's, you go through a lot of isolated areas to get there. You go through the canyon to get there. A ton of small towns, lots of rural area. And then, so she was brought all the way up. Oh, look, somebody's at my house. She was brought all the way up to
Brought
Idaho
to you by a
Falls.
ring.
That's the mini shout out, isn't it?
They don't sponsor us, so
I
I don't
know,
care.
I know.
Go on. You forgot what you're talking about, where didn't you?
Great.
Okay, so anyway, if you guys know anything about her, which is weird. Hitchhiking was such a big thing back then.
I thought she was in her car because it was found over
Well, she
here.
was. But that doesn't mean she picked up somebody in Montana and got carjacked and was forced to drive here.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
And then,
Back in the 70s, all this shit that was ha we've talked about what happens to hitchhikers in the 70s. It was awful.
awful.
Remember? I'm still scarred. Why are people still hitchhiking? Have you ever done it?
No, fuck
Oh,
no.
good. Okay.
No,
That was
Jean.
kind of a silly question. I already knew the
Yeah,
answer to
no. No. I didn't even like to get in the kids' cars and they're like, oh, it's my dad. I'm like, are you sure?
that. Are you sure?
Like, you're 100%, you know this fool. Okay. Bitch, I die. Told you so.
You are always ready to
Dude,
sprint.
I always thought I was gonna be on a milk carton, so I was already paranoid my whole life. So now we're gonna talk about Richard Ray Barnett.
Oh, that's his a sweet picture
Oh,
too.
he is set. Oh my God, I want a little boy with bangs. Ugh.
Do you want to borrow
Him?
Daniel?
No, he's ugly.
No, he's
He's not.
not.
He's not. I just like to say that in case he
My
listens to this.
God.
If he listens to this, he'll smile. You guys will think he'll cry, but he won't, because he knows that will get him made fun of even worse. So, that's horrible to say. 2-year-old Richard was visiting his parental grandparents' home on August 31st of 1982. They lived in Hillcrest Farms, an egg and dairy farm in the Grangerville, Idaho area.
That's up north, I believe.
Yep, up north. The farm was 7 miles north of Grangerville, and they had 700 acres, which is,
There's a lot of space
that's a
out
lot of
there.
land. Yeah. He had been staying out there for a couple weeks with his father. His mother was in southern Idaho, which is our part of Idaho. Richard was last seen sitting in a hay wagon, all cute and adorable, in
Because
front
he's
of,
two.
'cause he's two, in front of one of the chicken barns. Cuter.
So he was hanging out,
Like
probably having
a
fun.
precious moments moment. Cute and adorable. Ugh. While dozens of workers were unloading a delivery of chickens, he's never been seen again. His family began searching for Richard only 15 minutes later, but no one found any clues to his whereabouts. They called the police at 10:30 a.m. Bloodhounds tracked his scent to the fence line on the northern part of the barn, and then they lost the trail. An extensive 4-day search of the farm, which involved 250 volunteers, turned up no signs of him at all.
That many people, they combed every inch of that place.
Mm-hmm. His grandparents, Waldo and Martha McCord, were suspects in his disappearance for almost 2 decades afterward. Wow. Martha reported acting odd, although she took a polygraph exam and the results were inconclusive. She and Waldo disliked Richard's mother and wanted someone else to raise Richard. It was a theory that they secretly placed him in an underground abduction ring. I mean, adoption ring. In May of 01, Martha took another polygraph test. She passed it and was cleared of any involvement in Richard's case, which means she's an old-ass lady still doing this, still fighting for him, which is shows you something.
Yeah.
Right there. Sorry to say you were old. That's not nice. A sweet mammy.
Yeah.
Looking for her boy. Waldo also agreed to take a polygraph, but he passed away before it could be done. R.I.P. Another theory was that the temporary workers at the farm were involved in his disappearance, but police couldn't find anything that showed that they had any involvement in it. His parents live in Oregon, and his mother has been in the active search for looking for him. As of 2019, his disappearance still remains unsolved.
Oh, honey.
His description is, Richard is described as a Caucasian male with brown hair, hazel eyes. He was 3 feet tall, weighed 32 pounds, has a hairline scar over his right eye and a mark below that eye. Why?
Well, because little boys get owies. Daniel fell off a bench and had to get stitches. We're at the doctor's office. Yeah.
He had hip braces on both his legs to correct a bow-legged condition, which were removed 6 months prior to his disappearance. He was last seen wearing red and blue coveralls, a pajama top, cowboy boots.
Yep.
And his nickname is Ricky. And he's just like the sweetest little thing in the world.
He is.
Next is Amber Hoops, who disappeared from her grandparents' home on September 14th, 2001. The suspect identified in the connection of her case was Keith Glenn Hescock, a tool salesman, shot and killed himself following a shootout with police that ended of a 40-mile pursuit through Hiasi Kelly Canyon, which, damn, that's some turning, son.
Mm-hmm.
You turned, son?
Yeah.
Like, you could have been a NASCAR driver, my friend, if you did it that well. 40 mile. Hot damn, dude. Could you imagine? I'm going to pee right now just thinking about it.
Slow down slower than 20.
Yeah, I think I do 5. You crawl it. Yeah, it's a massive cliff.
And there's no guard. Is there a guardrail yet? No? Okay, yeah.
I don't think there ever has been.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, sorry. Not laughing because of that. Super sad. Sorry. And then
he didn't want to go
nine
to jail,
months so. After Amber disappeared, the police were waiting for Hescock when he returned home after a 14-year-old girl that he had kidnapped earlier that June morning managed to escape his house and led police to his residence. This little girl was sleeping outside on a trampoline in rural Bonneville County. And back then, Still pretty ruler.
Okay, you know what?
There wasn't that many.
I've done that before.
Yeah. Dude, the tramp was my jam when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. So her and her sister were sleeping out there. This little girl was taken. Her sister was unharmed and slept through the whole kidnapping, which I couldn't even imagine that poor girl and what she went through. Thank God her sister got home. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just, my sister's my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
No. Hell no. Wake up and she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh! No. Okay.
Especially when she's not in her room because she got cold or something.
Right?
Yeah.
So according to news reports, he high-centered his Mack tool truck during a June 2002 chase and then took off on foot. When the canines were deployed, he shot and killed the animal.
Aww,
yeah, he
that's
was.
That's an officer.
Yeah. Hescock was wounded before he turned the weapon on himself. Law enforcement officer was also shot in the leg during the chase. Hoops's mother said, oh my God, that's, what's her, what's that?
Heavenly?
Heavenly? Is that her name? Is that her, that has to be her name. That's a gorgeous name. Is that really her name?
I believe so.
Well, this is a news article. Said
Heavenly?
The family suspected that Hescock was responsible for Amber's disappearance. As soon as she was missing, they say he had an alibi and they started looking at someone else, but it turns out his family was lying for him. Heavenly said, oh my God, that's such a gorgeous name. Okay. Sorry. Amber's grandparents, Norris and Kathleen, owned and operated Classic Auto Collision Center. Oh, wow. On Lincoln Road. Right over from where I'm sitting my rear end. Wow. I don't care. If you guys are going to fucking kill me, kill me. Like, good God. Just leave my kids alone, I guess. I don't care. Anybody can Google map this because I upload it to the internet. Any computer geek can find out my location. Sorry. I know what technology is out there. I have no quarrels about where I am.
All right.
Watch some documentaries, Jane. Believe me.
Well, that's why I'm saying. You can
be found anywhere. So, yeah. They owned that. he had been employed as a painter at that shop, and he butted heads with Norris, the grandpa, frequently. They just didn't get along very well, the mom said. The mom said that the police, which is a famous thing for Idaho, believed that Amber was simply just a runaway. But her family did not believe she was because they knew her better than that. She was 20 at the time of her disappearance. Does not make any difference. She was extremely shy and didn't like even going anywhere by herself. Her mother said that she is not a runaway, and that is in quotations. If the police would have listened to us in the beginning, maybe we would have gotten her back. Probably not alive, but we would have her body.
Ah, honey.
Is what her mom said.
Yeah.
On the night of her disappearance, Amber was using the computer in the shop and then told her grandparents goodnight just after 10 p.m. and went to her room. Kathleen, her grandmother, woke up about 1:30 in the morning and noticed Amber's light and television were still on. But Amber was not in her room. Her grandma woke up her grandpa. Together, they searched the house and the shop, but found no sign of Amber. During the search of the shop, they discovered the company truck was also missing. They called the back phone in the truck and got no answer. They immediately notified police. The truck was later found within 2 miles of the shop on Lincoln Road. That's probably how he took her out of here, her mom said. It would have been someone who knew the shop, who knew where the power door opener was, the lights, where the lights were. Amber worked as a nanny and was extremely, extremely close to her little sister, Jade Hoops. Heavenly described, oh my God, such an amazing name, described Amber as funny, silly, and devoted to the children that she cared for.
Mm-hmm.
She was also an accomplished singer. She sang in the Sunshine Singers for the time. She was from the time she was four, and a member of the Bonneville Bonnevets?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Bonneville County Detective Eric Southwick and said that similarities between Amber's case and the 14-year-old girl who escaped from Hancock's home. Hancock was responsible for her disappearance, but with no body and no physical evidence, the case is still considered an active investigation. Sethwick said he spends time every week working cold cases where he follows new leads and reviews files regularly. He said that police were convinced early on that Amber was not a runaway. Dozens of employees, relatives, and friends and members of the community searched the area of Lincoln Road and the foothills nearby Bonneville County for weeks, but Amber's body's never been recovered. The family held a memorial service for Amber on the one-year anniversary of her disappearance. Her mom said, "The first year was just a blur. The way we went through it was on our faith, being able to lean on each other and the support from our community. People were so wonderful and so caring to our family. We don't need Amber's body. We know where she is, and we know that we will see her again." Her mother described Hancock as weird but likable. She is still Facebook friends with one of his family members, and she believes that his death provides closure for the case. She's quoted as saying, "He is gone. He cannot hurt anyone else. He terrorized his family as well, and he is out of the picture. He cannot hurt them either."
Ooh.
So, that's that one. And now, there's another one. Okay. This one is also from Idaho Falls. Ben Smith is the brother of Linda Diane Smith. Is that right? I don't want to say her middle name wrong.
Yeah, that's Dan.
Okay, Linda and Diane Smith. Linda Diane Smith. I don't know why I put an "an" in there. It's her little brother. Sorry. Ben is her little brother.
Oh, cute.
He lives with a great deal of pain and frustration following the abduction and slaying of his older sister in Pocatello.
Mm-hmm.
In 1981, investigators just assumed that 14-year-old Linda Diane Smith ran away. They never took the case seriously, Ben said. It wasn't until 11 months later when some of Linda's skeleton remains were found, including her skull. The police finally believed Ben's story, that a man had broken into their home and took his sister right from her bed.
Hmm.
But the case quickly went cold, and no arrests have ever been made and no suspects have ever been named. Now more than, I don't even know how many years later, what is that, 1981 to 2022?
Oh, 81, so that's 38 years.
So 38 years later, no one still knows anything. Pocatello detectives responded to the case. Ben is 100% sure in his stories. He thinks that the two detectives now may be the ones he to do it. He, at this time, was quoted saying they're treating it as a fresh case right now.
Oh.
So,
fresh eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did later on move, he moved to Utah and then moved back and moved back to Bingham County. Because the killing happened so long ago, the family says there may be others who lived in the Pocatello area neighborhood in the 1980s that might know something about the case. He puts out a plea to everybody and anybody who's lived in the area that they lived in Pocatello. If you guys knew the Smith family, to get in contact with the police investigators and let them know. So the nightmare begins, he says, in 1981. While Linda was babysitting her brother, he was 9 years old at the time. At 2 a.m., he hears smuffling and screaming sounds, like a struggle. It sounds like someone's kicking. He says, and I quote, "I woke up to see my sister being dragged out of the house." He said the man had her arms around her. He says he runs to the back of the house and tried to stop. The man pushes him away, pushes him to the ground. He says, "Get away or you'll be hurt." The man forces Linda into a van with flames painted on the side. So if you guys know anybody in the Pocatello area back in the 1980s that had a van with flames painted on the side, call the police.
A Chevy van?
So,
well, I guess he was 9, so that's pretty good for description. That's amazing. But that's horrifying.
Oh my God. Absolutely horrifying. He watched as the van drove off, and that was the last time he saw his sister alive. He ran to the neighbor's house, but the neighbor didn't have a phone. And then that's when it started.
Was the neighbor an adult and took over, though?
I think.
Okay.
Ben, it says the mother, it says that they were a welfare family. That does not matter. I don't know why they like to put that in articles. It does not fucking matter what
your class is. So she was babysitting because mom and dad were at work?
Because mom was at work.
Well, there you go.
Linda and their sister, Lori. Oh, the mom was raising him, Linda, and their sister by herself. She was a single mom.
Yeah.
The family did not keep their doors locked in 1981.
No.
She had ran away before, but just for a day. Investigators believed it was the perfect recipe for a runaway, and that Linda had taken off on her own. Ben tried to tell investigators what he saw and kept retelling parts of the story because details he forgot he was adding. They came to the conclusion that I was covering up, this is her brother, for her so that she could run away. He says he remembers a man in his 30s with dirty blonde hair. However, the police never have believed anything he said. They didn't take fingerprints. They didn't do anything, said Lori. Hardly anything was preserved from 26 years ago.
Hmm.
So, what did we say? 30 what years ago?
38.
Yeah, this article I'm reading is obviously old. When Linda's clothes were found in a ditch a week later by a city employee, police did not believe she was kidnapped. What the fuck? months later, her remains were found in a neighborhood of an affluent neighborhood of Pocatello. Police finally admit that Ben and his family may have been right. The investigation was completely botched, he says, which it fucking sounds like it.
Well, they had something in their mind and just stayed with that.
And a cause of death has never been determined. The guilt of not being able to help his sister eats at him.
Oh, no.
He sees counselors, was treated for anxiety, and said that finally in 1997, he was committed to a mental hospital for a short time.
Mm-hmm.
He says that the Pocatello Police Department acknowledged that they made mistakes and reopened the case. They currently have at least two people of interest. This case is old. Maybe there has been updates. This said it was the most recent article on the thing. There hadn't been any updates since this, so hopefully I'm not wrong. I have high hopes right now that this could be the end, they say. Linda Smith was one of four young girls killed in Pocatello between 1978 and 1983. All of the cases went unsolved. Originally, police believed there might have been a connection, but Smith said the detectives today aren't so sure. If anybody has any information or knew anybody back in the 80s from Pocatello that had a van with flames on the side, please call the Pocatello Police Department at 208-234-6121. So, and then just to tell you guys some quick little fun facts. So, I was talking to someone at work the other day about legends, myths, conspiracies. So, I was curious. So, I went on to Ranker, best website ever made. And I was like, huh, I wonder what they are for Idaho. One is like the Coyotes and the Seven Devils. The Seven Devils are a series of mountain peaks in Idaho, Hell's Canyon. Yep, very gorgeous. It's on the Idaho and the Oregon border. Never been there, only seen pictures. According to the native Nez Perce
I
legend,
was gonna
these
say.
parks once seven fearsome giant monsters lived there, ate children in hopes of keeping their children safe. The people enlisted the help of the coyote, who devised a plan with them, with their friend the fox, I guess. On the path, they knew the giants would take their children. And so the coyote and the fox and the other animals would protect them. When giants began their voyages, as they'd go out, coyotes would guide them through Hell's Canyon. They say that one of the peaks and one of the floor, the slopes in the mountain is from the giant's foot crossing over a path, and his foot opened up the canyon. He opened it up to then that's where Hell's Canyon begins. To keep other giants from crossing over to attack the village is why they created the wall. Thanks to the coyote, the children are free of harm. Cool.
Native
Number
legend.
two, the haunting of the Lewiston Civic Theater.
Well, yeah, I've heard
Bum,
this
bum,
one.
bum. This kind of sounds familiar. Before the building of Lewiston's Civic Theater, it was a Methodist church built in 1904. That's why it's so badass. In 1972, it became a theater. In 1982, two women and one man disappeared from the theater. On the same night, both women were found dead off the property. 2 years later, the victims of the suspects. Da, da, da. Oh, the guy was a suspect. He was never found. You guys, we've informed you. It remains a mystery. They say those three people haunt that building and that there's been numerous sightings of the ghosts in the theater. Scary. They say that there is a red-headed man also that is present in the mailroom, an elderly gentleman in the doorway, a ghost director seen on the balcony, judging motherfuckers, and a bride who's in the seat.
Well, built in the 18, what'd you
Why is
say?
she in the seat?
1900?
1904.
Because churches back then, that was for everything. That was like the main community building. So I bet people died there.
Maybe.
All sorts of stuff.
Okay, so number three. Shirley.
Who?
Shirley. The dragon of Payette Lake. We got a fucking dragon. Yeah, yeah.
Like Loch Ness Monster dragon?
You
mind your
dick, don't you judge her. The legend of Shirley, the lake monster, was first recorded in the early 1920s when railroad workers from McCall, Idaho noticed that they thought a log began to move in Payette Lake. Then, in August 1944, more than 24 people saw what they described as a long, undilated, crocodile-like creature, whatever the fuck that means, that one witness described as being 35 feet long and having a shell. Later, sounds like a fucking turtle.
20 people?
12.
Or?
24.
Okay.
Sounds like a turtle.
24? So that's 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we, quick math. Fucking we know. Later, in 1954, the Payette Lake Star newspaper held a contest challenging them to come up with a name for this creature. The winner was...
Shirley? Shirley was the winner?
This guy was from Springfield, Virginia? The fuck? Why you have an input? Anyway, he came up with Shirley, and that's where... And Shirley's continued to be spotted over the years. Scary. Number four. The Murder House of Boise State University.
Oh.
The Murder House of Boise is at the site of a brutal murder of Preston Moore more than 30 years ago. Don't know how long ago that is compared to when this article was written because it wasn't on there. After an argument broke out in a basement of the house, the two men that were there shot and attacked him, hacked him up into pieces, dumped him 100 miles away in Brownie Lee Reservoir. His body parts surfaced, which led the investigators back to the house, which led to the house being haunted today. Former residents and visitors say the basement, it has creepy feelings. You can hear footsteps throughout. There are also legends about the house that say bloodstains appear and disappear. Fuck that. An old woman in old-fashioned clothing has been seen in the window. Also, fuck no. Number five, the water babies of Massacre Rock.
Uh-huh.
Guess where this is? In Pocatello, Idaho. What the fuck is wrong with
Massacre Rock?
That's Pocatello, on the way to... y'all got some shit.
That's on the way to Twin.
Yeah. So the legend is that, what is that word?
Famine?
Yeah, I just didn't, okay. Famine fell upon the Shoshone Indians of the area many years ago. In order to survive, the mothers were forced.
You haven't heard this legend
before? Oh, fuck no. The mothers were... Y'all just got sad as fuck.
Yeah, dude.
They were forced to drown their newborn babies in the lake because they couldn't afford another mouth to feed. Oh, my God. The lure goes on to say that the babies survived on the small fish.
Survival of the fittest.
Oh, my God. And adapted to their new environments, growing fish tails, fins, and gills. They even morphed into ghoul-like spirits playing tricks and consuming human flesh, haunting the waters, the rivers, and canals of the Shoshone Bannock Reservation. They cry or giggle to lure you to the... Oh, my God. To lure you to the water, and then they fucking grab you and take you and fuck all that. They just do mean shit to you that they shouldn't do because they're children. No.
It's not their fault they were drowned.
Oh my God, I've never heard Pocatello. For shame.
That's not Pocatello.
Oh my God. Okay, number six. This is where the flat earthers, I think, will be good with this one. Idaho doesn't exist.
No.
Fuck off, guys. One of the best Idaho urban legends is that Idaho itself really doesn't exist. Apparently, there's many people who think that Idaho isn't an actual state. You guys are dumb. The mysterious thing is that we are, is a broken down by out-of-towners is like this. This is how they determine we're not a state. Question number one, do you know anyone from Idaho?
Yes.
Have you ever been to Idaho?
Yes. Next question.
Yeah. Has anyone you ever known ever been to Idaho?
Yes.
Mostly all of these answers are no. If you answer no to all the questions.
Idaho obviously
does not exist. It is a mythical place full of delicious potatoes and gems, which we are not full of gems.
Opals?
Yeah.
It's named the Gem State.
I guess.
There's lots. And silver.
Some conspiracies on the Idaho government is mind-controlled experiments. They can't even count.
I believe that.
I don't. Idaho's not that smart. Sorry, but we're the only ones that don't have legal marijuana, and we're the only ones who are suffering in our towns and our roads and everything else are shit because we won't legalize pot because the Mormons are going to get pissed off. Fuck you, let me smoke my weed. Reason. It's probably many of the reasons.
If it makes sense, it doesn't happen in Idaho.
Pretty fucking much.
That's my opinion.
So that's why they can't do brain control, because obviously they suck. Conspirators also say that the oddly shaped state that is put on the map to keep keep Utah away from Canada.
Well, yeah, there's hostility.
As well as to separate Montana and Washington. Because they just needed to take a break from each other.
So they left Idaho to the Utah.
Idaho's very existence is urban legend. Here's some facts for you guys. Eagle Rock, Idaho, was founded in 1864. It became Idaho Falls, Idaho, a.k.a. Ifttown, a.k.a. 208. In 1891, we became the state of Idaho, July 3rd, 1890. Boom.
So I'm going to pop in with a quick question right here. Because Sean Marie and I were discussing this.
For them, I was like, yeah, what's your... Yeah.
Yes, no, we take geography in grade school and...
You sing the song?
High school.
Yeah.
I'm not singing the song.
Oh, no, either am I, but there is a song.
The 50 nifty song, and every state has... Goddamn, it's 50 states. Okay, anyways.
Yeah. You guys should know that. We do exist.
I did live out of state before, and I received questions similar to that, where people did not know where Idaho was. So you generalize, you make and visualize a map of California, Washington,
I just Canada, start there.
The bong state shaped. Or
the I usually start state. With Seattle. We're by there.
Or it's 100 miles from Yellowstone.
Ooh, or that, yeah. Yeah.
So really, guys, if you guys, when that goes.
If you guys don't believe, no, we're in a fucking bowl, guys. If that goes, we're fucked.
Yeah.
Just like Cheerios. We're filling up. It'll be done. So this other place, definitely don't want to go here either. Number 7. There's only 12. You guys can hang on. Number 7. The Owyhoo Mountain Doors? Ohowie?
That is a mountain range. Owie?
Ohowie.
I've never known how to pronounce
that. Ohowie. If I got that wrong, you guys, I'm so not trying to be racist right now. Ohowie.
It's not.
We'll go with that. Deep within the caves, first of all, caves are where corpses go. Anyway, deep within the caves, you put people in a cave if you don't want them to come out of the cave. That's why you go into a cave, is so that someone comes out, someone stays in.
Not everybody goes into a cave for murder. Like,
why the fuck are you going into a cave? Why?
Time out from the kids.
You go to a cave?
I don't know.
You go to a cave?
I always like to explore shit. Fuck out of here.
To a cave.
Yeah, have you ever been to Carlsbad Caverns? That's a cave that goes like 3 miles into the ground.
Yeah, no. You know why you don't go to a cave? because I'm going to interrupt someone dropping off a body.
No.
I'm polite. I don't ruin people's days.
Didn't they level the entrance to that one cave
probably
because of that one reason?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
7 mile cave.
Yeah. By the way. Because someone got disturbed.
Go ahead.
When they were trying to dispose of their person. Someone was interrupted. Not okay.
There's lots of stuff.
So anyway, back to the dwarves. In these mountain dwell evil little dwarves.
Yeah.
According to the Shoshone and I'm from here.
Bannock.
Why was I so afraid to say that? I really was going to say that, but I got afraid that everybody was going to judge me. Sorry, the Bannock Indians. These tiny, twisted beasts.
Great.
Ew, guys, they describe them. These tiny, twisted beasts stand 2 feet tall. Fuck you. No,
that's, they can do a lot of damage.
That's
they can
too
run
small.
Into your run into your car and like.
They have
rip
long tails.
Uh-huh.
Ew. And they eat children. Oh, why do they always eat kids?
Everybody eats.
All the before you get carried away by a baby devouring little terrorist, they might eat an elk too.
Yeah.
So they take you and an elk.
Uh-huh.
Fuck.
They gotta feed their family.
I guess. One of the dwarves have been described as being, completely naked, aside from the dead elk he had wrapped across his back.
So it was
he's
obviously
2 feet tall. What kind of elk does he have wrapped around his back?
Obviously a boy at that point. And so these guys are strong because an elk, especially a full-grown elk, is about what? 700 to 1800 pounds.
Sure.
A big.
He's 2 feet
the
tall.
The size of your couch, honey. Okay. Sometimes.
That's
not
too
all
much.
Elk. Not all elk.
Too much.
Yeah.
Too
it's
much.
More than 20 pounds.
Oh my God. You guys, I can't even. If you can even identify these little guys, you guys got away scot free. Just look for the long twisted tails that they wrap around their bodies. If you already got your tail wrapped up, bro, I'm too close.
Have you ever been, like, hit with, like, an iguana tail or something
no,
like
Jean,
that?
No, Jean, I
picturing
don't.
It something like,
no,
whoosh, where
Jean,
it's, like, whip.
When will you learn? I don't go around things that, one, I've seen eat people in a movie, a show, or seen on 1,000 Ways to Die, or anything like that. I don't fuck with you.
So when do I approach you about going with me to the Idaho State? They're having the Idaho State.
Didn't we already talk about that? So I said I'd go.
Prison tours.
Yeah, I already said I'd go to that.
Okay, all right.
I'm down with ghosts. Just like I've always wanted a ghost experience, but like a nice one. I don't want to come across like a 2 foot little motherfucker that I'm not.
Sometimes you can't decide what happens to you, babe. It's how you.
No.
It's how you react and handle that shit.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we're going to go to another... We're going to a lake.
You handle the dwarves when they come.
No. Is that even a good word? Dwarves?
Dwarves.
Is that...
Yeah, haven't you seen
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about mythical... Like, okay,
dwarves.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Y'all can't fucking hate on
well,
us.
Well, and the brownies and the fairies, like when something goes off your cabinet, and you know that you had
fairies.
That on your cabinet, and
yep.
then it comes back.
Yep.
Yeah, they're fucking with you.
Yeah, for sure. So, okay, this is the legend of the Spirit Lake. Why do you have so many creepy lakes?
Oh, this is a good one.
According to the... How the fuck do you know all of these?
You haven't heard some of these legends and ghost stories?
No.
Because I'm a history buff.
Okay, well then what's this place called?
Spirit Lake?
Yeah.
Kootenai.
The Kootenai?
Kootenai.
Kootenai!
Kootenai Indians.
Kootenai!
It's up north.
Okay.
You've been over by Spirit Lake.
I have. According to the Kootenai Indians,
Kootenai, maybe?
Anyway, Kootenai, maybe. Kootenai sounds better. Legend, a young Kootenai maiden once fell in love with a brave of warrior. What?
A warrior?
Yeah, of war. Oh, a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
However, the chief intelled for the tribe... I don't even know. Oh, they were threatened for war. Oh, he was not allowed to marry the maiden. Oh, no.
Because he was
going to
go.
Oh, because he... Oh,
yeah,
go to war. Oh, no. Making it impossible for the young, him going there was making it impossible for the young lovers to get married. Oh, since the star-crossed maiden and her brave knew they could never be married, they made a suicide pact to tie their wrists together. Oh my god. Symbolically of their internal union. Fuck you! Internal you and jump off a cliff into Spirit Lake. I love Eric to hell and back.
You are gonna jump off that
cliff. The hell I am. No, yes, you're by yourself. Is. By yourself. No, I can't swim.
You're handcuffed to him. You're going down.
By yourself? I ain't gonna go on three. Like, you're gonna straight make me puss out, bro, right here at the end, because I ain't
if
going.
If you are handcuffed to Eric, I'm pretty sure you're
he going ain't gonna go.
Wherever your ass is going.
No.
He just forgot to tell you about the bungee because he wants you to shit your pants, maybe.
Oh, God, no. Legends of these spirits lived on. You can hear, see? You can hear their muffled cries. Nope. Floating up from the water. Nope.
Okay, but maybe they're, like, doing it, and so that's why they're
cries? Muffled cries because they're fucking
it's
in the water, Gene. After they jumped off where they probably broke their legs
for
and they couldn't get
love.
Out.
For
and they just
love.
Drowned.
It's a Fuck really off. Pretty lake and it's big.
Sure.
It's
Pocahontas big, did a way better story about this.
She did a swan.
So you can hear their muffled cries and even claims that on moonlit nights they can be seen gazing across the lake in a fucking canoe. The fuck out of here. Jump. No. Intertwine. No. You guys are out of your mind. And I get love is love.
Well.
And like Romeo and Juliet. Get it. Cute story. Whatever. Art thou Romeo? Really? You know what I mean? Like.
Well, you'll see. You have two girls coming up when devastation
Well, I love
hits.
A dude. You know what I mean?
You
but
know,
like. If my mom was like, you can't be with Eric, it's more like, well, fuck you. I'm not going to go, but like, kill yourself with me. What the fuck is that going to do us?
Okay, but wait
Afterlife,
a minute.
Afterlife, reincarnation,
when you're
whatever,
a
sure.
A really manipulative guy, though. And
I don't think that was. That was pure love.
Mind.
They really thought they...
I
they,
believe in that
shit, maybe
love.
They aren't. Maybe, I don't know, guys.
Jeremy's
I've never been to
me.
The other side. If you make my cousin go with you on any stupid cliff jumping shit, girl.
We'll do a GoPro.
So help you.
I'll
because
send it
I'm
to
gonna
you.
Tell you right now, that shit ain't about to go down. Dumbest shit I've ever heard. Do not do that. Run away. Be grown. Fucking leave. Do what you want. Love whoever. Be free. It is a legend, so hope to God it's not true, because damn.
Legends are based on stories.
This one
and
I can get behind. Number 9. God. The fish woman of Lake Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
It's
I believe
by
it.
Spirit Lake. Maybe she's cheating or he's cheating on her.
Ooh. Maybe the oh shit. If one of it one of the Idaho
That's bad. I'm sorry.
Legends should be taken seriously.
Yeah.
It is this one. Do not, it says, swim in the lake of Coeur d'Alene. It's a godforsaken lake. And that if you go there, not only has a mysterious fish woman been living here for a while, she's put up residency, but it also houses a horrifying monster big enough to lift boats right about the water, and it has been seen on multiple occasions. I've been there. It's huge. They didn't see shit.
No, the lake is huge.
That's what I'm saying. Is
it's
like,
huge.
Where on there did you see it?
Yeah.
It is too big. You just did not.
Well, people live out on that
they
shit,
do,
so maybe
those
they
lucky,
saw something.
Rich fuckers, because God,
know.
Is it beautiful.
I know.
The picture I posted of us... That's Coeur d'Alene Lake. It's
well,
huge.
Can I just say that, I mean, we're still here. Cause
we didn't go
we
swimming,
had a little,
though.
Huh?
We didn't go swimming.
I know, but another time when I was with the fam damley.
You
the
did?
Kids. Well, yeah.
Oh, see, the mermaid didn't get you guys. She's there,
we
though.
We stayed by the shore, though,
so
I guess.
They,
I didn't jump off no boat in the deep side.
So
I'm not saying it's not
this
true.
This fish woman will lure you.
Now, who's this fish woman? Why is she so mad?
She's just a fish woman. They don't know. She just lives there. She's just been seen.
Huh.
I'm hoping that she's some hot chick who just, like...
She homeless, or...
Coerces you into the water and does, like, the titty shake.
The sirens?
The, yeah, you know, like, the titty shake. Ah! And then dudes go. She just kills dudes. I mean, if you got a man you don't like, go swim in Coeur d'Alene Lake. number 10. This is, I'm going to have Jean read this one because there's a lot of big words, folks. I just don't know. Read number 10. Out loud.
Oh, good.
To the class.
Okay, number 10 is...
I'll find the lighter.
Idaho is a government testing ground.
Found it.
As strange as it is to hear that some think Idaho doesn't exist, apparently for people inside Idaho... Apparently, the people inside Idaho are big on conspiracy theories about what's going on within their state as well. Well...
Kinda.
Yeah.
We just believe they're corrupt.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot more shit that you're not allowed to talk about. Nonsense. Okay. For example, the idea that fluoride in the water was a tool for mind control flourished after fluoride was added to the water supply in Lewiston, Idaho in 1947.
Get out of Lewiston.
Some of the people of Idaho, like those in the broader fluoride conspiracy community, feared that there was something more than fluoride in the water. They believe that the guise of warding off tooth decay is just the government's attempt to medicate them. Perhaps to convince them that Idaho is really a state.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Fun. Oh my god, it still goes on.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You thought I was done?
I thought it was done. Okay,
paranoia
let's learn some
grew
more.
In the late 90s after reports of a strange fibrous tissue falling from the sky came flooding in. Apparently, allegedly the tissue wasn't toxic. But around the same time, it suspiciously showed up. So did a small epidemic of collapsed lungs, which was evidence enough for some that government testing via chemtrails was happening. Oh. What? Ooh. When the fuck did that happen?
Thought you knew everything, Jean. Anyway, go on, Jean.
That's a little far-fetched. Don't put me on a pedestal. Okay. Apparently, birds falling out of the sky is also a thing in Idaho. What was the thing?
Yes.
In Florida, they got the iguanas falling out of the trees.
Yeah.
Mother truckers.
The bird thing is a trip. Breathe out.
Actually, that happened to me. Big ass, like, I was over on St. Clair right here. Here, I'll tell you about it. In June 2015, a road in Kuna, Idaho was covered in corpses of songbirds that had just dropped to the sky. Just a few months earlier in March 2000, snow geese were just trying to go from Mexico to Alaska, but they made the mistake of passing through Idaho and dropped out of the sky. Well, they have to kind of go that way unless they're going like through the coast. The birds were likely killed from avian chloria, but it might make you wonder what will the government do to Idahoans next.
Dun, 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 dun.
No, that's just silly.
Is that everything?
Of that one, yeah.
Okay. My favorite one. Number 11.
Hey.
What?
He really is.
Ah, dude, I know.
He
I
really
know.
Is. So I know. I got this one.
Okay, so, 11. Fucking Bigfoot!
Sam Squatch.
Yeah, yeah. Idaho is a neighboring state. Has had many sightings of the legendary beast known as Bigfoot. Where the legends of Bigfooters differs in Idaho. However, in Idaho, the Bigfoot is a being covered... Oh, is being covered up by the government. We let them live here, but they don't let us know about it. Some claims of sightings of the beast were swept under the rug so that it was never to be found, threatening the legend of the animal. Because it's easiest way for the government to cover up their wrongdoings is lying. Perhaps Bigfoot really is the result of biological testing of too much fluoride and a heaping dose of mysterious sky tissues consuming in a government vacuum, fucking leaked out somewhere, got somebody, made a Bigfoot. That's where he went.
Who wrote these things?
It's on Ranker.
Bigfoot was around before Idaho was. He doesn't give a shit what state he's in. He likes his hood.
He's here. Yeah, I believe in Bigfoot. Absolutely. I have a friend, JJ, shout out, who carries every time he goes camping.
Yeah, because
he takes an extra beer with him so that when he does find a Bigfoot, he can offer him a beer.
Well, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably going to die, but that's okay.
It's fine.
Well, it's not okay, but...
It's fine. Number 12. The ghost station of Mahawi County. I just put it all into one word. Mahawakama. In Idaho. Apparently in this county.
That's up north still.
Yep. A great white... something. What the fuck is that? Satellite? Is heard...
Stallion.
Stallion.
And a herd of phantom horses.
Oh, shit. Sorry. You guys, I'm way off.
Phantom horses.
Horses are heard to be said... Oh, and seen... appearing as a gust of clouds. Ooh. Ooh. Whenever there is a former... farmer or a cowboy in danger. Oh, shit. SOS. That's a legit SOS. That's legit. That is gorgeous.
That's cool.
That's pretty. I like that. These horses sound like some true American horses. Uh-huh. Anyway, you guys, that's what it says.
Fables of Idaho.
Yeah. I guess. These are the urban legends and the myths of Idaho.
Oh, and there's more.
If you guys get curious, you guys can go and look at your state on Ranker, too. They have your state on there, too. You guys can go see what your weirdness is about.
All right.
So, we'll see you guys when we see you guys next. You guys can follow us on Twitter at itiswhatitis. At 208, because that's where we're from. On Instagram, it is what it is, pod19, all one word. On Facebook, it is what it is, a true crime podcast. On YouTube, it is what it is, a true crime podcast. So subscribe, like, review. Don't be a douche. Keep sending me your sweet little messages. I try to message everybody back because I have no life. So I'm here for you.
That's not true.
It's very much true. I'm here for you. So yeah, and we'll see you when we see you.
Yep.
Peace the fuck out.
Thanks, guys.